Hello, Miss Walter.
Miss is calling.
Hi, Miss Walter. My name is Adrian. I'm calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Beppo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking, Miss Walter. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with meningioma after using Beppo Provera?
Myself.
You were diagnosed with
Myself.
meningioma?
Correct.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Walter. So I'll go ahead and ask you a series of questions to see if you do qualify for the Depo Provera lawsuit, just because I would love to have you receive a settlement, especially if you were affected due to these injections. So Miss Walter, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what is the date of your diagnosis?
It was November of 2023.
Do you remember the day?
I would say I don't remember the date offhand. I believe it was the 13th of
The third.
November last year.
Okay, so for the date of diagnosis, we're putting 11/13 of 2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
September 17, 1987.
I have 10/17/1987. Is that correct?
Yes.
10/17/1987. And do you know anyone else that may have been injured due to Depo Provera?
I don't.
No, no worries. And Miss Walter, did you consume use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Correct.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
No.
So if generic version, did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or
No.
no? No.
No.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And then, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
No.
So, when did you use Depo Provera then?
You said 1992.
So did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date, which is today?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
No worries. And let's see,
About to
Miss
say
Walter.
1992, I was very young.
No worries. So, Miss Walter, again, with the question of did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? You said no. Was it no to not using Depo Provera or not using it for a minimum of 1 year?
Not using Depo Provera, I had switched and then I had went back.
So you switched and then you went back?
Yes.
So how long did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
On a name brand for 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
3 years before being diagnosed?
Correct.
So to the best of your knowledge, you used it for more than 1 year
Yes.
prior to being diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Depo Provera, correct?
Correct.
The name brand?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. Okay, thank you for that confirmation, Miss Walter. And when was the usage start date? When did you start using it, to your best of your knowledge?
So I started using it back in February
February of what year?
last year.
2023. So I have February. Do you remember the date or the day?
I would say February 6th.
6. Okay, so I have 2/6 of 2023 of when you started it. And when did you stop?
I ended it in March of this year.
March. Do you remember the date? Or the
I would say
day?
March
Sorry.
4th.
4th. Okay. So, I have the usage start date as 2/6/23 and the stop date of 3/4/24.
Correct.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so usage start date of 2/06/23 and stop date 3/04 of 2024, correct? And your main injury or medical problem, you said you were diagnosed with meningioma.
Correct.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
African American.
Sorry, your gender.
Female.
Thank you. And your marital status?
Single.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
Katrina, Katrina Walter, Walter.
I have Katrina, Katrina, and then I have last name as Walter, Walter. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. I have Katrina Walter. Again, just to confirm, Katrina, and Walter is Walter.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, it's just funny because I spoke to another Katrina and her last name was Miller. And that's,
Oh.
yes, and that confused me for a second. I thought I was speaking to the same Katrina.
No,
So
no worries.
that's so funny, Miss Walter. Well, do you have a suffix by any chance? Are you a junior, senior, second, or third?
No, I'm a female.
No, so no suffix. And what is your social security number?
514, 96, 18, 27.
I have 5/14/96/18/27. Is that correct?
Yes.
And a primary contact email, would it be kwalter19@hotmail.com?
Correct.
And a primary phone number, would it be 412-853-9973?
Correct.
And is that a mobile phone number?
Yes.
And best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. And can I get your primary contact full address, please?
It's 221 Union Avenue, North for Sales, PA 15137.
I have 221 Union Avenue. And what was the
North for
rest?
Sales. North for Sales, VERSAILLES, PA.
I have 221 Union Avenue North, and then I have DE. Sorry, I didn't get the rest after E.
VERSAILLES.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that confirmation. I have 221 Union Avenue, City of North Versailles, County of Allegheny County? Allegheny. Allegheny, sorry. Allegheny County,
Okay.
State of Pennsylvania, and zip code is 15137. Is that correct?
Correct.
And do you have an apartment number or anything?
No.
No. And can I get your diagnosing doctor's name, please?
Her name is Erin Reinhart,
Aaron.
ERIN Reinhardt, Reinhardt, Hart.
Sorry, so I have Aaron, that's Erin, and the last name again for me, please.
Reinhart.
I have Reinhart.
Yes.
Perfect. And can I get the facility name of where you were diagnosed?
It was UPMC,
Sorry.
McGee,
Sorry, it was
U,
U
P,
N.
U as in umbrella, P as in Peter, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, McGee,
McGee.
Women's, yes, M-A-G-E-E.
Women's Hospital. Perfect, thank
Okay.
you. And I have the address as 300 Halkett Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. UPMC McGee Women's Hospital. And then the phone number, I have it here as 412-641-1000. And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
And what is your treating doctor's name? Is it the same Dr. Aaron Reinhart, or do you have a different treating doctor name?
It
It is the
is
same,
same
okay.
doctor.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, what about your prescribing doctor's name? Is it the same or a different doctor's name?
It's the same.
Same, okay. So I have for prescribing, treating, and diagnosing doctor, I have Dr. Aaron Reinhart at UPMC McGee Women's Hospital at 300 Halkett Street, Pittsburgh. And phone numbers obviously all the same. And what about your pharmacy name? Where do you get your medication?
CVS Caremark.
CVS Care Mark.
Yes, Mark.
And would that also be in Pittsburgh?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Care Mark. And what city would that be in?
It's Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Sorry about that. And I
Okay.
have CVS Care Mark Mail Services Pharmacy. Would that be it, or I don't think it's that one.
CVS Caremark. It's on Triborough.
You said Tribark Road or
Triborough.
Tribro?
Borough. Yes. The address is, give me one second here. The address is 237 Monroeville Avenue.
Sorry, address is 237, is that what you said?
237 Monroeville Avenue.
How do you spell Monroeville? So
Monroe Ville. Avenue, and it's Turtle Creek, PA 15145.
I have 237 Monroeville, Monroeville Avenue, Turtle Creek, Turtlecreek, and that's in sorry, that's in
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, PA, and I have 15145.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you know the phone number by any chance of the pharmacy?
The phone number is 412-824-5137.
I have 412-824-5137.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that confirmation. And I have CVS Caremark, correct? And Caremark is together and Monroeville is together, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And would you like to go ahead and put any other doctor's name or put anything in your medical notes?
Not at this time.
No, no worries. So, last thing here is, do you have a copy of medical records for the injured party?
Yes, I do.
And can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically? Or
Both.
both? Oh, okay, perfect. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, would you like to go ahead and put anyone in your emergency contact?
Not at the moment.
No? Okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and. And then let me go just go ahead and double check. I have everything here on the agreement as correct. Let me see here. And for emergency contact email and address, it does have to be filled in. Do you mind if I just put your email and address?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. That's why I wasn't submitting here. So. And Miss Walter, again, I'm just going to go ahead and just double check that I have everything here correct with you before I send this over to you via text message and email. Perfect. So I did send it over. And Miss Walter, I'm just going to go ahead again and just double check that I have all the spelling correctly. So I have Katrina Walter, KATRINA, Walter, WALTER, is that correct?
Correct.
And I have street address as 221 Union Avenue, North Versailles, PA 15137, is that all correct? And I have the phone number as 412-853-9973.
Correct.
And then email address kwalter19@hotmail.com.
Correct.
And then date of birth is 10/17/1987 and social is 514-96-1827.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for correcting all that. Telephone number is 412-853-9973.
Correct.
Perfect. So I did just send that over to you via SMS, text message, and email. So let me know when you receive it. Go ahead and open it. Put me on speaker so I could go ahead and help you step by step on how to do that. The DocuSign should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you sign. But everything is pretty much self-explanatory. But let me know when you receive it and have it open in front of you.
I received it and it's currently open.
Perfect. So go ahead and click that link that's in that text message, and it's going to go ahead and redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. Once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. That small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. When you hit adopt and sign, it'll save your signature and you'll just have to click every yellow box so you don't have to, draw your signature for every box. So Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. Once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials, then tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections. And then now back at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. But if it says next, go ahead and click on it, and it'll direct you to the fields that you have skipped. But once you are finished, go ahead and click finish, and that should be everything. So let me know when you have submitted it.
I submitted
Perfect. Yeah. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end that you have completed it. Yeah, so it does say that you have completed it. So thank you so much for that, Miss Walter. And again, you should be receiving a call from one of the attorneys that you have been assigned to within the next 48 hours. I'm gonna go ahead and give you their direct line. So just in case if they do not contact you within the next 48 hours, go ahead and give them a call directly. Okay? So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you the law firm's direct line.
Go ahead with that number.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. I accidentally took it off of my computer here. Let me go ahead and just get it here real quick. Sorry.
Okay.
Just a second here. So I found it here. I'm just pulling out the number, Miss Walter. Do you have a pen and paper in hand?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and just give it to you here. So it is 909-906-3867. Again, that's 909-906-3862. And again, Miss Walter, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. Just be patient until the next 2 days. And if they don't, for whatever reason, if they're super busy, which I doubt they always call their clients, for whatever reason, go ahead and give them a call within the next 48 or with 48 hours to give them. Does that all make sense, Miss Walter? And then I'll be sure to send you a text message right now, right after this phone call, with my point of contact. So if you have any questions or concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me, okay? Perfect, Miss Walter. Well, I do want to thank you so much for your time. And do you have any questions or concerns for me right now before I let you go?
No, not at the moment.
Perfect. Well, again, thank you for your time. And before I do let you leave, do you know of anyone else that may have been affected due to Depo Provera?
I'm not sure.
No worries. Well, again, thank you for everything, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day and happy holidays, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.